When you think of hip-hop, names like Macklemore or Sir Mix-a-Lot might come to mind, but for many, there's much more to hip-hop than the music. DJ Bless One is a local hip-hop artist, DJ, and breakdancer. He's the co-presenter of the hip-hop show Street Sounds on KEXP. Bless told Marcy Silman, hip-hop is first a culture.
I mean, everything about it basically comes out of beginning with not having much. Not having much in the sense of not having a lot of opportunity, not having a lot of money, maybe not having a good support system, and definitely not having a lot of self-esteem. If you have nothing and you don't have very much self-worth and you don't think that you're really going to accomplish anything, being able to get immersed in hip-hop culture and be able to become good at things, to make a name for yourself, to be able to create a family or a support system around you with other people who dance or maybe people who would be your crew, those things are what motivates you to get out of that situation.
Is there a defining aesthetic to hip-hop?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, hip-hop is definitely, it's very much urban. It's very much created by African-American and Puerto Rican culture in New York, in the Bronx specifically, in the 70s. It was really born out of a gang culture that had gotten so out of control that there was nothing that they could have done except to turn it around. I mean, the death toll in the 70s in New York was so high at the time. It was such a dangerous place. I mean, New York had, obviously, a lot of issues in the 70s with the economy.
So what you're saying is it's channeling all these feelings of violence and despondency and not having enough, and instead of aggressing, you're creating.
Yeah. Or what it was when I was growing up is that there was a lot of tension around you. If you're living in a neighborhood that is low income, or that could be a violent neighborhood with high crime or just dangerous in general, that was the thing that for me, you want to react. When there's that much tension and when you're being pressured, say you're being bullied, say you're being, you know, attacked, say you just have fear walking down the street. When there's that much tension, like, even the most meek person is going to feel the breaking point and want to explode. To me, what breaking is, and even though it has nothing to do with the name itself, it really is the breaking point. It is the tipping point where you're like, I have to let some steam off.
So how did you get into hip-hop?
Kind of like the classic story. We were very poor. My mom left when I was one. My grandmother died when I was in second grade. So it was just my father raising me and my brother. After school, we had to go directly to the YMCA because he would work until 7 p.m. We were the last guys picked up from the community center. And we just had nothing. When these kids came to the YMCA one day and they put on like a little show for us, like, hey, it's a breakdancing show. One of the guys, his name was Steve Glavin. He's actually one of the guys who was, he worked with Michael Jackson during the Thriller time with like popping and stuff. And so he was like a celebrity to us. It was like, wow, look at this guy. You know what I mean? He's like us. He dresses like us. He looks like us. And this guy's out doing stuff and he's dancing and he's impressing people. So he taught all of us kids. And so at that point, we all started to learn how to break dance.
How old were you?
I was 6 years old.
6 years old. How old are you now?
I'm 38.
And you've been dancing since then?
Since the early 80s, yeah.
32 years, if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yes, that would be right.
Well, so why stick with that kind of art form for three decades?
Well, to me, this was the thing. When it started, we all just kind of felt like misfits, like outcasts. And it wasn't just the kids that were into hip hop. It was the skaters. It was the punk kids. It was basically any kid who felt like, you know, in the 80s, the big hair and the Corvettes and all that kind of stuff. Like, we never felt like we were going to be popular with the popular kids. And when you watched movies and you saw TV, everything was about being rich and being popular and how great that was. We never felt like we were ever going to be that. So we kind of all banded together and we did stuff that made us feel like we were important.
I'm talking to DJ Bless One, a local hip-hop artist, DJ, co-presenter of the hip-hop show Street Sounds on KEXP. What is unique to Seattle's hip-hop culture?
My experience in Seattle and what I've always loved about Seattle is that the dancers and the b-boys in Seattle and the dance community and the hip-hop community have always been very focused on artistic expression, like being able to dance, being able to feel free, being able to have freedom in the dance, being able to express ideas, be progressive, to help it grow, but to always keep it very rooted in traditions at the same time. Like, you know, we're going to expand this and we're going to progress this and take this to another level, but we're very much going to respect what it is. And even though we'll take it to another level, it will still feel very much like it's still breaking and still hip hop.
So after all this time, what does hip hop mean to you now?
Oh, hip hop has been the greatest thing ever. I mean, the best thing about my perspective of it starting in the 80s is that I've watched it not only go through changes, you know, transformations, growth, just it's evolved so much. And the way that it's evolved is by everyone touching it. Like, anyone that's touched it has just been amazing because, I mean, it started in the Bronx. You know, when it went out to San Francisco and Los Angeles in the early 80s and kind of spread its way up and down the West Coast, then they added their essence to it. You know what I mean? When it moved to Texas and the Midwest, they added their flavor. And then internationally around the world, it's just, it's gotten a little, it's a culture that's gotten a little piece of every culture in the world. And it's just expanded into something amazing.
Local hip hop artist DJ Bless One, he talked with Marcy Silman